Once again, we are in Simen Chav Hei, and we're talking about halachas of tefillin. We're talking about the bracha of tefillin. So let's just get a running start. Again, we started at page 66. So Mechaber says we started this before Shabbos. Asa lasek b'dibor bein tefila shal yad l'tefila shal rosh. You're not allowed to speak, to interrupt with speech between the shalyad and the sharosh v'im hifsik, mevarach al sharosh al mitzvah tefillin. And if a person did, so then they would have to go back. Now again, this is according to the Mechaber. Mechaber, if you recall, I'm sure you all do, holds that we make one bracha on tefillin, on the ak tefillin. But if a person was mafsik, they interrupted between the shal yad and the shal rush, so then on the shal rush they make a bracha, even according to the Mechaber, al mitzvahs tefillin. And the Ramah obviously comments, right, according to Ramah, according to Ashkenazim, make al mitzvahs tefillin anyways. So then he says, well, but according to us, that we make two brachas, Afim lohim sik, even if he didn't interrupt, right, all the time. Tsarech laks or levarach al sharosh laniach v'gam al mitzvahs. So then you have to make both brachas on the sharosh laniach and al mitzvahs because the person interrupted. Now, again, the Mishnah Berurah also talks about Ramosha talks about what happened we're not allowed to interrupt between the Shalyad and the Shal Rosh. So Ramosha has a tshuva, it's an Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet Siman Yud, that people have and we'll see it later, that there's a special thing to kiss the tefillin. So people kiss the tefillin, shal rosh, after they put on the shal yad, before they make the bracha, they kiss the shal rosh. So the shaila was, is that considered a hafsek? Right? So Ramosha says no, because that's not considered waiting at all. That's not a shihui at all. Now again, we'll see later in Chav Ches, like I said, that there was a minhag chacham to kiss the tefillin anyways. But again, this would be, say maybe that's on only the shal yad. Here we're talking about the shal rosh. Is there an issue of being mafsik? Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a person interrupted between the Shalyad and the Sharosh, so according to the Ramah, you have to go back and make two brachas, laniach and al mitzvahs. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Lamed Beis, it's nachon, right? It's proper. It's nachon shishamish az b'shalyad, that before you do this, before you make the bracha la'aniach a second time, move the shalyad out of position. Then make the bracha, then move it back, and then make la'aniach, and then move it back, and then on the shal rosh you'll make a al mitzvahs. Cute trick. Now, the Bir Halacha brings down something interesting, and he brings down the Rav Akiva Eger. Rav Akiva Eger says that if a person spoke in between the Yad and the Shal Rosh, so the person should make first the bracha on the Shal Rosh, on mitzvahs tefillin, and afterwards push the Shal Yad out of position, and make the lahaniach. I like that, right? Because, the obvious issue, because, the mice is kind of, like you're making an extra bracha. But I mean, you spoke, but again, we discussed before, there's a whole issue about two brachas, one bracha. Okay, good.
Is that the way we pass it, like Rabbi Kibbeh?
Ber Halacha brings it down. I can't say that I know. I mean, again, usually we go like the Ber Halacha, but usually people don't know the Ber Halachas. So in other words, I would think that Pasha Pshat is if a person asked, do the Rams win, you know, like in between the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh? So he has to make two brachas. They just make two brachas on the Shal Rosh, right? That's the mashmas of the Ramah. But yeah, but there's a deeper, you know, way to do it, you know? So, you know, that's true very often.
They're not disagreeing with the Ramah. They're just clear.
No, you make two brachas, but the only thing is that in a way, it's, you know, it's a cleaner one, if you want to use that word, right? Okay, what else do I have to tell you? Yeah. Okay, good. Next page 67. Imsach letzorak tefillin. So again, we were talking about speaking. Oh, I think I mentioned last time, right? That when we talk about speaking, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Chavtes. That's not just speaking, but even if you were quiet and you waited, imshoa harbe. Wait a long amount of time, right? And, you know, obviously, make the bracha on the Shal Yad, and then, you know, like, but we'll talk about that, believe it or not. We'll talk about that soon, about the twines that we make. We'll talk about that. But, again, you waited a long time. You know, you have to take out the shirush. You have to unravel it, and, you know, like, so, you, I don't know, I think about this very often, you'd be surprised. People in shul, I'm not tining on them, right? People in shul put on tefillin pretty quickly. You know, it takes me much longer. It's not any fancy kavanas that I have. Don't get, you know, I'm just slower, you know? I'm just slower than everybody else, you know, putting on tefillin, tassels on tefillin. I don't know, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, everybody else puts it in fine, but, you know, I'm just slower. So then again, I'm slower, so is that considered a hafsek? So again, the language of the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is imshoa harbe, sholo letzorak, right? You're dilly-dallying, to use a technical halachic term, a lot, that for something that's not necessary. You know, I have to take out the shel rush, I have to unravel it, I have to, you know. So then, so the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're not misiach das, right? We saw talk about misiach das means you didn't remove consciousness, right? I'm still consciously thinking about the mitzvah tefillin, right? I didn't do that. I was thinking, I'm doing, I'm putting on tefillin, but, you know, it's, right? But, you know, like, you're looking around, like, you know, So, and the Chofetz Chaim says, I think I might mention, afilu l'rama is be'enav v'likros be'etzbosav. And even, like, to gesture with your eyes, right? Something like that. Any of those things between the Sharosh or Shal Yad and Sharosh, that's, Chofetz Chaim says, Gam ken yesh li zar lechachila. Right? Lechachila, you shouldn't do that.
Don't some people say Posech Eshedacha, or they think it?
No, that's later. That's after you put the Shal Rosh on. And then they do the shin. So after they put on the shel rosh, then they do posei al kazadal kol mazmir. They count the twine.
So you shouldn't say it while you're actually wrapping it.
Again, maybe there's a minhag. Again, you could say that maybe that's according to some, that's a minhag. You know, like, but the way I always saw it is they used to do it after the shel rosh, before you make the, you know, when. Before you make the shin, they did posei al kazadaka. They looked at they put their finger on the posei al kazadaka, right? Because there's seven, so we'll get to that. Oh, we got to that, right? Okay. Yes. Yud. Im sach letzorak tefillin enot chozer lemavar. If you interrupted, but you interrupted for something that's need of the tefillin. Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Gimel says, even if you spoke between the bracha la'aniach and putting on, tightening the tefillin, right? In other words, until now, the halacha before and test, we're talking about that you made the bracha la'aniach, you put on the shalyad, and you spoke between the shalyad and the shalrush. Here, this type of interruption would be worse. You made the bracha la'aniach and you didn't tighten it. And you spoke then. That, right, we know is in any situation, right? You made the bracha amotzi and you spoke before you ate, right? Not to compare the bracha, but again, right? That's a more severe break, interruption. But still, the Chofetz Chaim says, as long as you did it, the Machaber says, you did it for the need of tefillin. Very simple case. Doesn't happen so much, Baruch Hashem, anymore. But I remember in my day, when I was a first bar mitzvah, the ritzuos weren't made the same way. So if the strap snapped, right? So you're in a gahak desar, you know, you had to find somebody to redo it. So, you know, let's say there was somebody who could quickly do it. So you go up to the guy and say, you know, like, so again, you didn't put them on yet. You made the bracha and boom, right? So then, back upstairs, ain't no chazer mevarach. You don't have to go back and make a new bracha because that is for the need of the mitzvah, right? We have this all the time. But there's a very important Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. Ain't no chazer. You don't go back, make a new bracha. Aval lechachila, but lechachila, asr la'asiach bein birchas la'aniach ad achar hanachas shel rosh. Lechachila, you shouldn't be taught, right, about anything, even if possible, for the mitzvah, until you finish putting on the shel rosh. Right, that's what we're talking about. So, right? I feel b'dvarim shehein l'tzarek tefillin. Even if it's for something that would be needed for the mitzvah tefillin. Simple, right? Everybody's fancy got mirrors. Some people don't like mirrors. So you know you're feeling not sure, right? Or something with your shalyari that is in the right place. So once you have this shalrush on, it's different. But let's say, you know, you're not sure about the shalyari. So you go up to somebody and say, is it in the right place? So I mean, you could do that. But lechachil, you shouldn't. If you know, ask after. I don't know, then you get the whole problem that we had before. Even if it's something, imlo hechad she'i esher binyan achar, unless, you know, there's no other way. Right? But then he finishes off, abu cholamoyd, she'im avarchim, but on cholamoyd, when, right, those who put on tefillin, you do not make a bracha on the tefillin, anywho, right? We talked about that last week. Efshar, say the Chofetz Chaim says, maybe, right? Efshar diyesh lahakel lechachila b'dvarim shein letzorach tefillin. So maybe you could be makel, since you're not making bracha anyways, it's chol moed. So maybe you could be lenient and for things that are, again, we're only talking about, in test, we were talking about interrupting and speaking or whatever things that are extraneous, which are not germane to the mitzvah. In Yud, we're talking about a person spoke something about the mitzvah. Again, needs a new knot, he has a shiloh. Maybe, you put on, then you see it needs some touching up, some black, you know, like, you know. So you ask somebody, does the shul have some paint? We do. But, you know, like, where is it? So that would be mutter. But again, it's best to wait till after the shul rush. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, B'li Neder, we will continue this. Okay, Yashkoch, everyone.